What up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. All right, man, today is Friday, March 29th, 2024. Time now is 1:28 a.m. Your boy is in the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana right now. Oh, man, it feels pretty good out, right? It's like about 59 degrees out. Feel real good, you know, kind of a little chilly, but, you know, it's manageable, you know, so just giving y'all how the vibe is right now. All right, man, like I told y'all on my post, and if anybody know one thing about me, I have had a lot of women in my time, man. And lately, it's been coming to a halt. I've really been chilling, you know. At one time, I was just going for quantity, man. I wasn't picking quality. I was just going, man. I was just fucking. I was just fucking, I didn't give a fuck how your energy was. I didn't give a fuck, man. I was just wilding. And, you know, I had put a certain number in my head that I wanted to get. I got that number, surpassed that number. And it's like, now what? You know what I'm saying? I sit back and I wasted a lot of time, man. I wasted a lot of time, and now I'm here, you know, and I know a couple of reasons why I slowed down, because now, I'm just constantly busy, right? And the saying is true, if something is important for you, you'll make time for it. That is so true. Because, you know, I don't make time for a lot of things that's not important to me. And the connection had to been a good one for me to even consider, you know, entertaining you again or whatever. And I don't like new people. I'm just chilling, man. But that was it, you know. I was just nasty. I wanted to fuck, man. I always wanted to fuck. I always wanted to be drained. Because you have to look at it. After some good sex, you're going to be drained. Your energy is going to be gone. You done gave that energy to somebody, right? And that's when you're at your weakest, after you don't fuck. So, I learned all that as I done got older. But then you run into the problem, finding a sex partner who's compatible to you, who can keep up with you. You know, like for me, I have a high sex drive, right? And it's crazy, you know. I have a high sex drive. Like, I love sex. I can have sex every day. Probably 3 to 4 times a day, right? But, you know, you gotta find somebody that can keep up with that. And now I have to channel all that into just staying busy working. I love making money more than I love fucking now. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can go 24 hours and I know I'm making money, man, fuck pussy. I'm going to make the fucking money, right? And that's another that keeps me in control. Making money. Money over pussy any day, man. Give me money any day. I don't give a fuck how fine the woman is. Give me the motherfucking money. Give me the money. Right? So,
don't know.
But you know, a good sex partner is key. You know, like one good sex partner, like one great sex partner. You know, is key. And like with a man, so this is the thing too. If a man ever tell you what he wants, right? If he tell you, hey, I like this, I like that, I like this, I like that, I like this, I like that, you're going to have to make sure you do it. Or you're going to get what you're going to get. If a man ever be honest with you and tell you what he wants, I don't give a fuck what it is. It can be the freakiest, kinkiest shit ever. If he feel that comfortable to tell you what he wants, can't deliver it, he gonna keep searching till he finds somebody that can give him what he want. And he's just gonna keep searching and searching and searching and searching and searching until he finds that person that he's comfortable with to tell him what he wants. I'm telling you, even with a woman, because like I tell you, I have been with a lot of women. And some women like some strange shit. Like, they love some strange shit, right? And some of the shit be so strange that I'm like, ooh. I do this a couple of times, but nah, you know. You know what I'm saying? So, if they open, and then, especially if you do it, they're going to come back to you because they feel they can trust you with their secret and all this other stuff. And like, I, you know, like me, man, I could be in a room with a woman that I done dealt with and I see her with her old man, her husband, her boyfriend. It's all good with me, you know, because hopefully he started doing what she like. And that also got me in trouble once, you know, like I'm thinking I'm talking to the female, but it's actually an old man. And it's like, fuck, it is what it is, bro. Like, you got your good one on your hands, you're a freak. And that's how I talk to motherfuckers, man. Like, you gotta know what you have. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know what you have. And that's one thing about me. If I'm dealing with a woman I really like, she gonna know what I like. You know? If I get comfortable with you, you're going to know what I like. But I ain't into all that freaky shit. Like, I done some shit in my days, but whew, I done dealt with some women who like some freaky shit. And that's how I know, like, men like freaky shit too. Fuck. Just like women, you know. And I used to have a saying, you know, like, sex with me is like the WWF, you know, like a cage match. Lock in the cage, it's just me and you. We're gonna go at it. Whatever happens, happens. You know what I'm saying? And oh man, now y'all got me just going back in my memory bank. I done had some good time, man. I done been with some good women, you know, but you know, side relationships with me, man, they all ever work out with me, aside sexual encounters with me, because I get tired fast, you know. I was chasing something. I just wanted something different all the time. I just wanted, you know, quantity. I didn't want quality. So. But now in my older days, like right now, man, look, you gotta be something special for me to fuck around with you. Something special, man. I need to know you can sustain on your own. You gotta have your own house. Your house gotta be clean. Now, like I tell you, I done been in situations. I done been in some fucked up situations, bro. Like, tell y'all this story, right? I was young. And, oh, man. I was dealing with this girl who stayed in the project, right? So, go to the house, got a bunch of people in the house. You're like, yeah, just come to my room. And I'm walking past all these people and I'm like, what the fuck? fuck I done got myself into, man? So we get to her room, and she pulls out like a little, steak knife. And she sticks the steak knife in the door to lock the door. I'm like, how in the fuck you locking the door with a steak knife? So we do our thing, bang, bang, bang. I take the condom off. And she was like, yeah, just throw it out the window. I'm like, bruh, out the window? You ain't got no trash can in these, bitch. So I just threw the bitch out the window. And I'm like, you know, as I think about this, it's just, I got so many thoughts in my memory bank. I was like, bro, I was fucking wild, bro. Oh, fuck, I was wild. But, man. Let's see, what's in the, oh, shit. One time, I had like three women in the same bed with me. Y'all, remember that time? Yeah, you know. Threesomes, done that before, you know, like, I don't know, would I do another threesome? I don't know, I probably would, like, everything, like, I done some shit, right, so people be like, bro, I can't believe you pulled that off, but, that, I mean, you know, it is what it is. And I was so nonchalant with it. I'm telling myself this is normal, but this shit ain't normal, man. Like, this shit ain't normal, right? So for me, I don't believe in like a person belonging to one person. I don't believe that. Like, I don't believe that with a billion people in the world that you're supposed to just belong to one person. I don't believe that, right? That's just something that I don't believe. And I can't wrap that around my mind, right? That I just supposed to be with this one person. And this one person just supposed to be with me. Like, whatever my wife do, when she leave the house, I don't care. It don't bother me one bit, right? It don't bother me one bit. Like I used to explain to her. And anybody that I'm dealing with. And this is the most important part for me. Don't make me pay for your plate. Don't make me pay for your plate. Don't make me pay. Don't make me pay. If you say, hey, babe, I'm about to go out. I need $40 or whatever. Even if, you know, if you need it or not, you know, whatever. And if I say, all right, cool, here you go, bam, here you go, $40 or whatever you need. Don't go spend what I give you on somebody else. And I had to teach a couple of lessons like that, you know. And every woman that I deal with, I try to put in their brain, don't ever deal with somebody who's not going to treat you like the queen you are. And believe me, like a lot of women I done dealt with, they weren't really a queen, you know, per se. But for me, if you dealing with me, I'm going to treat you, I'm going to tell you you're a queen, right? And not just to get in your shit, but I'm going to treat you as such, right? If I ever say, hey, let's go out to eat or whatever, you ain't got to pay. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I am. You ain't got, you know, I'm going to treat you right. So, but yeah, I just don't, I believe in you do whatever you want to do. Whatever, you know, in your relationship, you got to be secure in your relationship. Hey, I know she's going to come home or you're going to come home. And even if they don't come home, you know, if it's meant to be, it's going to be. You know, I'm not. When I came out, my mama pussy, I'm the only one that came out. When I die, I'm going to be the only one that die. I got to go in front of the man. Nobody else can go in front of that man but me. I got to go, right? I got to go. Nobody else can go. fuck me. I came out my mama pussy by myself. I don't have a twin. I came out by myself, right? And even if you have a twin, one of y'all got to come out first. Y'all not going to just both pop out the pussy at the same time. One of y'all going to come out first, one second, third, whatever. I'd be able to fuck come out that motherfucker. So that's that part of that, right? And don't, look, if you like believe in church and all this other stuff, hey, cool. I'm cool with that, man. Stick to what you believe. But I'm just telling you me, how I process that. I, for one, don't believe that a woman should just belong to me. I don't believe it. So, hey, a woman is free to do whatever she wants. A man is free to do whatever he wants. Now, and if you don't want to do it, don't do it. You know, be faithful if you want to be faithful. Nothing wrong. I'm not saying something is wrong with being faithful. If you can be faithful, be faithful. If you can, do it. Because a lot of times, we may not even end up with the person that we want. Right? Because I look at me. I am a fucking asshole. My best quality is I'm a good provider. That's it. All the other shit, man, my wife probably, I'm going to tell you this, if you want to get my wife, send her some flowers, tell her some sweet nothings, hold her hand, rub her feet, give her some kissy faces or some shit, she'd probably be all yours. Because me, me and my wife been married going on 21 years, June 14th. We've been married 21 years. 21 years I've been married, right? But holding hands, you're so cute, baby. Man, nah, this is shit. Go get you a little young, get you one of them little young cats, and y'all do that, and whatever. You ain't about to get that from me. This is what you're going to get from me. You're going to get this house note paid. You're going to get that car note paid. You're going to get that insurance paid. You're going to get that internet bill paid. You're going to get your cell phone bill paid. You're going to get a daddy for these kids. That's what you're going to get. Some strawberry kisses and some flowers and some other shit. Go get you one. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. But just don't, fuck it. If you gotta go pick him up in the car or you need to use the car, just make sure you put some gas in it and help me out on the insurance. If you wanna help out on the note, that's cool. But if you just put some gas in that motherfucker and y'all go have y'all a nice time, tell me how the movie was. I wait for it to come out on bootleg. I ain't about to spend no money at the movie theater. That's me. That's the dude I am. Hey, Johnny, I see your wife with this boy, that boy, blah, blah, blah. Man, I don't give a fuck long as that motherfucker have my kids at school on time. Shit, I don't care. Hopefully they had a good time. Hopefully when she come home, she's smiling. Fuck, hopefully you know, taught her a new trick or something so she can come try to shit on me, see if I like it. That's just how I am. That's just me. Now, I'm not telling y'all to try this shit. You do what you want to do. You do what you want to do, because I'm going to do what I want to do. And if we happen to do the same things, cool. But if not, oh man, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you not one bit, man. You do you. For real, that's just how I feel about it. That's just how I feel about it. This is my feelings, my opinion. This is me, you know. But I know why I done what I did and do what I do. I love women. I love women. But one thing, and oh man, you got to be careful dealing with older women, man. Because they got something. Ooh, boy, they got something. Man, them motherfuckers will have you fucking. They have you all fucked up discombobulated, man. Motherfucker will be married. You and a husband. Oh, man. Boy, they have y'all discombobulated because they got something down there that's just so goddamn good, boy. Woo! Now, I'm going to leave y'all on that one, man. But, like I say, look, if you get married and you want to be faithful, go ahead on and do that. And if you ain't going to be faithful, I just suggest you be honest with the person you dealing with. Right? And let them know, hey, this is what I'm doing. If you're going to stay, stay. If you're going to leave, I totally understand. Right? Because you don't want somebody thinking that they're getting a fucking diamond and you a fucking Zurich zirconium or whatever. What is cubic zirconium? Right? Motherfucker think they got a diamond and you just a fucking dirt. You know, just let them know what you are. Let them know, man. Let them know. And if it's meant to be, it's gonna be. It's gonna be, I promise you. If it ain't meant to be, it ain't gonna be. You know, fuck, me and my wife separated 2 times. If you listen to the podcast, you know, me and my wife had 2 major breakups, man. 2 major breakups. 2. On our way to getting a goddamn divorce. But, worked through that shit. You know, fuck. And, you know, and I'm going to paint myself as the bad guy, you know, fuck, because automatically, once I say, oh, my wife left me, blah, 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 everybody's going to be like, oh, it had to be his fault. You know, if she ever want to tell her side of the story, she can. But I've been this way so long now, this way right here, I can honestly tell you my whole thing. About what I'm telling y'all, right? If you're gonna step out, just make sure that your pockets can handle what you're gonna do. If your pockets can't handle it, stay at home and shut the fuck up. But if your pockets can handle it, well, do what the fuck you wanna do, right? Just be honest about it. Don't take from me. Don't take nothing from me for you to play. Right? That's the only thing I ever ask of any woman. Look, any woman. Don't have me putting gas in your car to let Billy ride around in it. If you ain't got gas money and Billy ain't got gas money, maybe you need to fucking leave Billy alone. But I'm gonna let y'all go, man. We'll talk again. I'll hit y'all back with some more stuff, man. But, you know, y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Remember, speak to your neighbor. They speak or they don't. You did your part. Alright? Be good. Be blessed. And try not to stress. That's the most important part of it. Don't try to stress with this shit, y'all. It ain't fucking rocky, son. Just life. You born, you live, you die. Thank y'all for listening to the Hurt Feelings Report. Remember to hit the like button or whatever it is. Subscribe. I don't fucking know. Just share it with your friends. Love y'all.